It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good afternoon, poor sports fans. It's time for high school football right here on WCDO. Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, this afternoon's game, one of those games that was supposed to be last night. But because of the number of practices, the flooding delays, and the wet field and all of that, they moved it over today. And as a result, we are here at Sydney High School this afternoon for a game that fills a spot that was an open date on the schedule. So we are hoping for a terrific ball game for you today. The Norwich Purple Tornado against the Sydney Warriors, and kickoff time is only a couple of moments away. You've been watching teams on the field there, Coach Dave, so what is the good word?
Well, I've been kind of busy running around. I haven't watched too much. I went down and I got the starters. Sydney's pretty much the same with, you know, one change on the line from the first week. And Norwich, we got their starters too. And as you look at them, they match up pretty well on the roster size-wise. So well, right now we'll call that a draw. We'll have to see what happens out on the field.
So today's kickoff show is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service, see the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara. Give them a call, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in this afternoon's game and throughout the season. We will be interrupted momentarily, I think, because of probably some national anthem and other things that are going on, but you want to set the starters for the Norwich Purple Tornado.
Okay, let's do that. Starting in center, sophomore Ryan Haynes. The right guard, Cody Barnes, another sophomore. Senior left guard, Tyler Ostrom. And we go to the tackles, a junior, Levi Lorimer. 6'5", 380 pounds worth of Levi right there. Left tackle, Tyler Tehan, another big boy, 230 pounds. Now, they run a double tight end offense, which suggests to me they're going to grind it out. We've got Cody Bradbury at one tight end. He's a senior. Ian Weaver, another senior at the other. In the backfield, the quarterback, Seth Thompson, a senior. At fullback, Grant Brightman, a junior. And the two halfbacks are Kyle Edwards, a junior, and senior Patrick Taylor winds it up.
We will be back with the starters for the Sydney Warriors coming up. But first, let's take a quick time out. You are listening to live Tri-Town Area Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance, lemonade, so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Sydney High School. And what a difference a moment or two makes on a football field. All of a sudden, the teams come running in, and the excitement goes way up. For the hometown Sydney Warriors, it's going to be Patrick Vibbard once again doing the quarterbacking duties. He is a sophomore. In the backfield with him, we'll have Brandon Walters, number 22, a junior. Nate McDonald, number 24, also a junior. And Damian Zimmer, also a junior. So a total junior backfield. As far as the lines are concerned, we're going to be seeing the center position dominated by Trey Crawford, number 62, also a junior. The two guards are going to be Brian Gray, a sophomore, and Zach Nagas, also a sophomore. Out in the tackle positions, Austin Dean, number 75, and Colin Brandel, number 64. One is a freshman, the other one a junior. And the men doing the receiving are going to be both juniors, Mike Ward, number 7, and Austin McCarroll, number 8. We have also been told to expect to see a whole lot of different players throughout the day. It's not going to be just those 11.
You know, and what a difference a couple of weeks makes. I mean, the first week these guys played, it was maybe 93 degrees and so humid, everybody was dripping. We even had to change how we did our timeouts in one of the games. Sydney got scalped by Johnson City 73-14, and Norwich blew through Susquehanna Valley 20-8.
So it is going to be one of those days. I will say one thing, and there were a couple of observations and things that impressed me a whole lot, believe it or not, about the experience at Johnson City. And one of the things that really impressed me is how safety has been elevated, because they ran those timeouts unlimited for anybody who needed to have water or rest break or whatever. That made the first half, as you remember, about 2 hours long. It was an incredibly long first half, but it did give the players that good health advantage, and that I appreciate a great deal.
They're always looking more and more towards safety. I mean, you hear of kids dropping and dying on these hot practice days. Well, heat is one thing, and another thing they're paying more attention to, the concussion situation.
Yeah.
They're trying to be more careful about that.
This is game number 2 of a sports weekend here. Of course, last night we saw the contest between the Harpersville Hornets and Bainbridge Guilford. That one down at BG, and the BG Bobcats won that by a score of 41-20. You're listening to live Tri-Town Sports on WCDO.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get 2 slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the Catalog Outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the Catalog Outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Ribeye Steaks, just $3.99 a pound. 80% lean fresh ground chuck, 3 pounds or more, just $2.29 a pound. 24 packs of Crystal Geyser Spring Water, $3.99. Jumbo sized green peppers, just 99 cents a pound. And 6 packs of assorted Thomas's English Muffins, buy one, get one free. At Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, on a Saturday afternoon at the Sydney High School football field. We were talking about the BG Bobcat game last night. I ought to pass along one other item before we get into the activity here. There will be a game up at Unitego tonight. Now, that was normally a Friday night game, so that had been scheduled for a long time on Friday night last night. But again, because of players that had not been able to practice and because of wet field and so on and so forth, they moved that by mutual consent from last night over to tonight. And the Green Trojans will be in taking on the Spartans from Unitego, and it should be a great game. Both of those teams won their opening week contest. So, Coach Dave, you were watching the activities out on the field. Who is going to be doing the kicking and the receiving?
Actually, you say I was watching it, Harry. You're wrong. I was not. So we're going to have to wait and see who's receiving the ball. Okay, we don't know. We'll find out. But I do want to give credit to the National Anthem singers, three students from Sydney did a very nice job. Kimberly Simmons, Rosie Gatto, and Killian Melendez. And it looks like
we'll be Norwich nervous.
Is kicking off to Sydney.
So it will be Cody Bradbury who is going to be teeing up the football. He wears number 7. He's a senior, 6'1", 195 pounds, Bigfoot. And the Sydney Warriors are ready to go, and we are underway as the ball is going to be kicked all the way back and taken down finally in there by number 8. That's Austin McCarroll, and McCarroll took it back at about the 15 and gets back to the 30-yard line before he is hammered down.
Kick is returned by number 8, Austin McCarroll.
And Sydney starts with mediocre field position. It's not great. It's not bad. Let's see if they can get something going here on their first drive.
We are in an overcast afternoon. Every once in a while we see the sun try to get through the cloud cover. Patrick Vibbard, the quarterback, is going to send a man in motion, and the ball will be brought down very quickly and handed off to that man in motion, who happened to be Brandon Walters. Walters getting virtually no running room. He manages to pick up probably a couple yards, and that's it. And already we have ourselves a couple of changes in there. John Wingate, we had been told, would not be starting, but he comes in, and he's the man who carries that football. Well, Dave, they said they were going to be changing a number of players and mixing it up. And we see number 8 in with the ball this time, and that is going to be, I don't even have him on my list at all.
That's
going to be Austin McCarroll.
Yeah.
McCarroll normally playing in an end position, got good running room that time, and gets a first down as he gets up to about the 48-yard line, still in Sydney territory. So we'll try to pick up the changes that we see here. So excellent field position for the Purple Tornado. The ball is going to be handed off to the second man going through. Once again, they had John Wingate off and running, and then the ball went to Brandon Walters. And Walters plunges through and picks up about 6 or 7 yards as he gets across midfield and down to the 46-yard line in Norwich territory.
Yeah, old Sydney man, right up the middle behind your big lineman that kind of wedged it up the middle. That's hard to stop. You got to get down there and submarine those guys.
Talk about big linemen. We have 270, 220, 210, 230, and 225 across the center of that line. And the ball will be handed off to John Wingate. And Wingate tries the right side of the line, and he picks up another first down as he will get down to the 36-yard line before he's brought down.
And he picked up an excellent block by Austin McCarroll, number 8. He came out there, and he turned out that cornerback, and Wingate cut inside for the first down. Nice read.
Lots of movement, and again, it's going to be Austin McCarroll, but this time they read him, and the Norwich defense is able to stop him after a gain of about 2. McCarroll getting down across the 35, down to the 34-yard line. We'll call it a gain of a long 2 and make it 2nd and close to 8. Mike Ward split way out to the far side. That ball brought back to Vibbard. He wants to pass. He is going down intending it for Ward, but Ward apparently lost his footing and couldn't get out as quickly as he wanted to, and as a result, it goes as a long strike. That one about 5 yards away from the intended receiver.
Yeah, they had 3 wideouts in there that time, you know, indicating a pass, and either that was a mix-up on the pass route, or like you said, he couldn't get his footing, or the ball got away from Vibbard.
Vibbard, a sophomore, 5'9", 145 pounds, not the biggest quarterback that we've seen. The man in motion this time will be McCarroll, and McCarroll, left side, look out. He gets another first down and gets inside the 20, down to about the 19-yard line. So again, it is just chew it up and pick up 5, 6, 7, 8 yards at a clip. By comparative scores, I am certain that probably the Purple Tornado said this could be a big win for us going away. They are getting pushed around early in this contest. The ball will be this time read perfectly by the Purple Tornado defense, and they're going to actually get about a 1 yard loss against the Sydney runners on that one.
Yeah, I was just going to say the offensive line for Sydney's doing a really nice job. I guess they've made an adjustment since the first week, but that time Nate McDonald didn't have a chance.
Split out to the near side this time. It is going to be number 6. That is Damian Zimmer, and he is the intended receiver. He gets the ball, gains good yardage, and finally runs out of bounds at about the 13-14-yard line. Gain on that play of good yardage, probably 8, we'll call it. 3rd and 1, maybe 2.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Vibbard rolled out to his right, and he zipped it to Zimmer on the sidelines, and he was all alone.
When you look at a guy like Levi Lorimer, 380 pounds, boy, he is a big boy. Loose ball, going to be picked up, and with that, they will call it a dead. They're going to call it illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. So everything is going to stop, and the officials will move it back 5 yards.
Good thing is it's only 5 yards, but that does not help. I mean, they've done a nice job so far moving the ball up the field. Penalties kill you. It's like walking the leadoff batter, you know.
1 week from now, we will be down at Harpersville for the first time this year. The Bulldogs of Delhi will be taking on the Harpersville Hornets. Mm-hmm. Illegal procedure again called against the Sydney Warriors. So another 5 yards, and now they find themselves with a third and 11 after chipping away and getting down. So it was third and about two. Well, I'll even call it third and 12. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Walters. Vibbard comes back in with the play.
He's got the free wideout, so he's going to throw here.
They've got Ward way off on the... Ward way off on the left side. Ward off and running. And the play went actually intended for McDonald, but it was way behind Ward. That made me gasping for a moment.
Fourth down and 12 from about the 26-yard line. So you know they're going to go for it. I don't know if they have a kicker that can boot it from there.
This is one of those where different teams get reputations for kickers. And some years they have it and some years they don't. Oh, the ball is going to be going back to Vibbard. He wanted to throw, looking to the right side and blowing through there. One of the Norwich defenders gets a hold of his jersey and brings him down. And as a result, the Norwich Purple Tornado will take over at about the 29-yard line. See where they mark the ball.
I think that was Cody Bradbury who came steamrolling in there. Nice tackle for Norwich.
Just finishing up the comment on kickers. I have seen high school players be able to kick 40-plus, almost 50 yards, and be able to kick field goals. That is so sweet, an offensive weapon to have in your arsenal. So it will be going in motion, number 31, Patrick Taylor, as the first play from scrimmage for the Purple Tornado will be kept on the ground. It was going to be Grant Brightman who took the ball, tried to get through the center of the Sydney Warrior line, could not do that. He has stopped. His forward motion is going to be about a yard and a half, and that will stop him cold.
Derek Northrup. Yeah, he got stuff up front. Collins Brandle.
Seth Thompson doing the quarterbacking for the Purple Tornado. He looks up and down the line, sends a man in motion, Patrick Taylor moving it. The ball is going to be handed off to Kyle Edwards. Edwards tries the left side of the line, gets another yard or two, gets down close to the 35-yard line. They'll spot it down at about the 34, and that'll be a gain of about three.
Brad Gray and Damian Zimmer in on the tackle.
That was the first time we've seen Kyle Edwards in this ball game. He is 6 feet tall, but rather spindly at 155 pounds. In the backfield, the big man is Grant Brightman at 210. Thompson barks out his signals, drops back himself, and he is going to be hit. The ball will be picked off by number 12 for the Sydney Warriors, Johnny Wingate. A reception and 6 points are on the board for the Sydney Warriors. That one coming in the first period of play in a scoreless ball game at 6:56. And we have a run back, if I calculate that right, it should be a 39-yard interception by Wingate.
Now, Wingate gets the credit for the touchdown, but that play was made by Damian Zimmer. He came in off the corner and put a lot of pressure on that quarterback who threw it before his receiver was ready. But Wingate was ready.
Now it will be the point after attempt on the ground. No good. So it is a 6-0 ball game as the Sydney Warriors all of a sudden draw first blood here at Sydney this afternoon. You're listening to live Tri-Town Area Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Throughout the places all of us at Morabito call home, we've seen the devastating effects of the recent flooding. We thought it important for you to know that we're still right here, fully operational should you need us. Whether it's for propane or fuel oil, kerosene, coal, or wood pellets, Morabito branches throughout Central New York are equipped to assist you. And if now's the time to consider a new furnace or water heater, or you need a service professional to determine your equipment status, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480.
We're specialists in you. back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The big foot of Nate McDonald booms one way down close to the end zone. It will be taken in there at about the 5-yard line and virtually no run back at all. When the ball was taken in there and brought back up, I'm trying to spot where it is. They'll spot it down at about the 14 or 15-yard line. Did you catch... get the number of the ball receiver who had a terrible time trying to get his footing and get going?
No, I didn't, but I was looking at the blocking by Norwich. They weren't doing a very good job of picking up the coverage team. It looked like a jailbreak on the poor guy with the ball. Not that I've seen that many jailbreaks.
I think that was Seth Thompson who got that ball and tried to do the run back. Thompson, the quarterback. Now we're going to be having a brief timeout, and this is going to be charged to the Norwich Purple Tornado. Some of the other games that are going on around the area as we catch up on all the paperwork, a lot of night games tonight. We're going to be having games that you would expect to see on a Saturday afternoon all around the area. Oxford's playing over at Delhi in an afternoon contest. What else have we got in here? As we said, tonight it's going to be Green at Unitego. Whitney Point is playing over at Watkins Glen also at night. One of the key games around the area in the southern tier is going to be the Shenango Valley at Shenango Forks contest. That should be a humdinger. And that one's an afternoon game. Windsor playing up at Unadilla Valley Edmiston, also an afternoon contest. And then, as we said, coming up this evening, we have a number of games, including that Green-Unitego contest right up the valley. So lots of football for Tri-Town area football fans. Now the Purple Tornado have finished their game plan, whatever it is, and they're about ready to go. Sydney breaks out of the huddle, and they're getting back up on the line.
You wonder if the coach saw something in the Sydney defense.
That was one I was just about ready to ask you. When I'm looking at things on a paper, I don't look at things on the field. So it will be Seth Thomas going off to the big running man. That's going to be Grant Brightman. Brightman picking up about 5 yards as he gets across to the 20-yard line. Looking at the Norwich Purple Tornado line, I said that there were some big boys as you went across Sydney, everybody up over 200 pounds. Big boys on the Norwich line, too. We'll pick them up in a second. Seth Thompson now going to go off to, I believe that is Edwards. Nope, not Edwards.
That's Pat Taylor, 31.
Is that who it was? Yeah. 31, Patrick Taylor. Patrick will get a couple of yards off to about the 22-yard line. I looked down thinking it was Edwards, and then I see Edwards with his very distinctive number one walking away. That wasn't it. The senior Thompson, a quarterback, going up against the sophomore for the Sydney Warriors, Patrick Vibbert. The ball going to be kept on the ground again, and you can tell by the cheers of the fans, good stop made by the Sydney Warriors. That will bring up a fourth and about two. Kyle Edwards trying to find a hole, couldn't do it that time, and the Sydney Warrior defense is delighting the fans in this ball game, at least at this point.
Absolutely. Norwich was running a strong eye, double tight end set that time, and the Sydney defense just bulked it up inside and stuffed it.
And a kicking situation for the Purple Tornado. It's a low snap, and they're going to say illegal procedure against the Norwich Purple Tornado. Reaching down was Edwards that time to get the football. He took it at his shoe tops and never tried to kick it away because already the officials had blown the whistle and 5 yards are marched off against the Purple Tornado.
Yeah. Now instead of fourth and a couple of yards, it's fourth and about seven.
And once again, it will be Edwards kicking, but he doesn't get the boomer that he wanted, and the Sydney Warriors are just going to back off the ball and let it roll. It's across midfield, across the 40, and it finally rolls dead at about the 36-yard line. And the Sydney Warriors say, we'll gladly take over possession from there.
Well, not a lot of action in the end zone yet. Sydney leading 6-0 on a defensive score, interception return. We got 4:44 to go here in the first quarter.
Good crowd at Sydney today. The near side bleachers and the near side fence along the track, very populated with Sydney Warrior fans. So a man goes in motion, and dropping back is Vibbard. He wants to pass. He finds an open man, complete forward pass, but immediately Austin McCarroll is going to be stuffed up after gaining about 7. He gets up to about the 43 will be where they put it down, and we'll call it a gain of 7, 2nd and 3.
That was interesting. He had receivers going deep and hit McCarroll running a drag pattern across the field, and McCarroll was 2 steps behind a defender who was running ahead of him. Vibber did a nice job of putting that ball on McCarroll, and the defender turned around and says, well, what's this?
Conference in the huddle is over. Pat Vibber sends Ward out to the left side this time and puts McCarroll in motion. And the ball will go off to McCarroll, and McCarroll will have the first down as a gain on the play of about 7 more goes across midfield. And the ball is now at the Norwich 49-yard line.
Yeah, nice run. And just like on their first series, Sydney's doing a nice job of moving the ball up the field piece by piece, moving those chains.
So very different conditions, as Coach Dave said, from the first game, which was so very, very hot and humid. This one's just a little bit chilly. Ideal football weather, I think, is what they call it. Vibbard brings his team up out of the line and again sends a man in motion. Broken play. Handoff goes to Brandon Walters, who is stopped immediately in the backfield. Loss on that play of about 3. It will bring up a 2nd and 13. And the Sydney Warriors are going to be taking a quick timeout. Remember, Sydney leads in this ballgame by a score of 6-0. We are at 3:10 showing on the clock of the first period. As we said, the Sydney Warriors leading the Norwich Purple Tornado. You're listening to football Tri-Town style here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller on a Saturday afternoon from the Sydney High School football field. Very interesting thing. I was looking at the standings, and I happened to have hopped over to the Shenango Forks website, and they had the division standings in there. And, of course, they were beaten by Green, and it is such an almost uncomfortable, unnatural feeling to see Shenango Forks listed at 0-1 and last in the division.
Right.
You never see that. Vibber got to put the ball in the air, and we have a man open. It will be complete forward pass as he goes in there to Damian Zimmer.
Well, they blew that whistle awfully fast. Zimmer caught the ball, a guy put his arms on him, and then they blew the whistle and stopped the play. Zimmer should have had a chance to try and break that tackle.
Gain of about 6 on that play. It'll bring up a 3rd and 4. The ball spotted down at the 43-yard line. We want to extend a big greeting to all of the Norwich fans who are listening along the line today. This is the only station carrying this game, which a bit surprised me. The ball will be thrown complete. A flag on the play. So it was Vibber going to McDonald that time, but a flag has been thrown on the far side of the field.
I think he might have got a piece of face mask on a tackle. We'll find out.
So 2:28 showing on the clock, and it's going to be called against the Sydney Warriors.
So that takes that negates the nice play.
So the penalty being marched off against the Warriors will take out almost all of what they had gained previously as the ball is brought back to about the 47-yard line. For all intents and purposes, we'll call it 3rd and 9. Split out to the near side of Zimmer this time. Snap goes back to Vibbard. Little short pass to McDonald, and he will get the first down. But again, there is a flag on the play on the far side of the field. The stop made that time by number 47, Grant Brightman. But McDonald at that time had already gotten inside the 25. But the flag is back at about the 40. And the discussion continues, and I think this time it's going to be called against the Sydney Warriors again. Conference of the referees. Remember, 1 week from today, it will be Delhi down at Harpersville. We will have that game for you as we go down to Harpersville for the first time. We saw the Hornets last night.
Waving off the flag.
So they're waving off the flag and saying that it was, what, thrown errantly?
I guess they had to discuss it. What did you see? I don't know. I don't think I saw what you saw. Okay, pick it up.
The chains are being moved, so it'll be 1st and 10. Sydney Warriors, the ball at the 24-yard line. Nate McDonald, one very happy guy. Patrick Vibbard sends the man in motion. Finally hands it off in there to Brandon Walters. Walters gets a lot of help from his teammates who are pushing him along, but not much gained on that play. Maybe about 3 yards, we'll see. Now they're going to mark it down just inches inside the 20-yard line. Gain on that play of almost 5.
Walters,
I had you down low. I'm not off.
Walters kept his legs going, piston-like.
Snap goes back this time to McDonald, and McDonald tries to punch his way through, and the ball is going to be jarred loose, and it looks like the Norwich Purple Tornado, Cody Bradbury, will recover it, and the Norwich Purple Tornado will take over. Very dejected Sydney Warrior coaching staff, having seen the players get down knocking at the door. They're not terribly happy about that turnover.
Right now, Cody Bradbury is having himself a nice little defensive game. He's made a couple of good stops, and he's fallen on that fumble.
So, Seth Thompson with Kyle Edwards, Grant Brightman, and Patrick Taylor in the backfield. Taylor goes in motion. The snap is going to be thrown around to him as it's pitched back, but he will get no running room. He loses about a yard on that play as it's down to the 19-yard line.
Wow, he tried to get outside that corner, and Jared Cubby hammered him. He didn't let him get anywhere.
So a defensive play by Cubby. We have inside a minute now here in period number one. Sydney leads in this ball game 6-0 over the Norwich Purple Tornado. Ian Weaver split off to the near side this time. Long count in the backfield. Seth Thompson looks things over. He wants to throw. Now goes out. The intended receiver is Ian Weaver, who had split way out and then cut back and was just about at midfield as he was the target.
And that incomplete pass stops the clock at 31 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sydney still ahead, 6-0.
Third down, and we'll call it 12. And all of a sudden, you begin to see glimpses of shadows on the field as the sun begins to poke its way through. Thompson, looking to throw, has lots of time. He gets down intended for Kyle Edwards. Edwards climbs the air ladder, has glue on his fingers. Complete forward pass, gain of about 15 on that play. The ball spotted down right at the 36-yard line.
Nice play for their first completion.
24.6 seconds on the clock, and now it starts to run. Coming back into the huddle will be Seth Thompson. He's going to have to hurry to get this play off. Ryan Hayes up over the ball, ready to snap it back. Long count, and it is going to be handed off to the second man through. That was going to be number two, Danny Carlson, a 5'11", 140-pound junior, and he is crunched in the backfield. Lost on that play. The ball will be spotted down right at the 30-yard line as the first period comes to an end. So the Sydney Warriors leading the Norwich Purple Tornado 6-0. You are listening to Football in the Tri-Town Area on WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Dave Keller back at the Sydney High School football field. We're at the end of the first quarter waiting for teams to come out of the huddle. You can now hear every WCDO football broadcast anytime you want to. All of our games for 2011 have been archived, so all you have to do is go to the WCDO website, click on Sports, and then go to the Audio Vault. All games are right there. So you can select the game that you want and listen. It's as easy as that. That website again, WCDOradio.com. So the teams change ends of the field. Norwich will be going from our left to our right. Snap goes back. Seth Thompson holding his confidence wonderfully. Gets a lot of pressure from the Norwich defense. He's finally ridden down for about a loss of about the length of the football. They say that it was Jared Cubby who once again managed to bring him down. It will bring up, we'll call it a third down and close to 15.
And Jared Cummings made his name heard on the radio a couple of times defensively.
In there for the Purple Tornado, Danny Carson, also in the backfield, Edwards. They're going to move Edwards in motion. Going from right to left and blowing through there is big number 80. Jared Cubby again. And he manages to grab Seth Thompson and wrestle him down. Another substantial loss inflicted by the Sydney Warrior defense. Everybody shuttling players in and out. Both of these coaching staffs want to see good things today. Kyle Edwards is going to be kicking the ball. He gets it down to about the 41-yard line. It's going to be taken in there by number 12, John Wingate, for the Sydney Warriors. He'll get across midfield, down to the 45, out of bounds, finally at about the 43.
Wingate makes a nice return on that. Picks up about 15 yards. He caught a really good block when he first caught the ball. I didn't catch the number, though.
Sweet series of plays. 10:30 on the clock, period number two. The Sydney Warriors lead in this ballgame 6-0 on a 39-yard interception run by John Wingate. Snap goes back to Vibbard. Vibbard, long pass down to Damian Zimmer. Very close to first down territory. That ball will be finally placed. Let's see, just inches south, we'll call it, of the 35. So we'll call it gain of about 9 on that play, second and an awfully long one. So the Sydney Warriors this time are going to bring Mike Ward off to the near side. Vibbard wants the pass. He fires it down to the aforementioned Ward. Ward is going to be stopped, and now they're going to say that the ball was taken away by the Norwich Purple Tornado. It was a complete pass to Ward, and then coming over one of the Norwich backfielders, I believe it was Michael Sutton, a sophomore, who manages to wrestle that ball away as Ward was pretty much stopped in his tracks, and they just yanked the ball out, and the official said, "It's yours."
Yeah, he did. He just ripped it out of his hands and started to go the other way. Whoops.
First and 10, the Purple Tornado with the ball at the 34-yard line. 9:45, showing period number 2. Man in motion. And the ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be big number 47, Grant Brightman, carrying the ball. He'll pick up 5 or 6, getting the ball just to the high side of the 40-yard line. Needs about 3 to get the next first down.
Now, that's the kind of run you expect to come out of Brantman. You know, he hasn't done that yet, but that one was a tough. Legs were churning, shoulders were low.
Brightman, the largest man in the backfield for the Purple Tornado. He tops 200. Everybody else, 155 or 175. Snap going to be, momentarily bobbled by Kyle Edwards. It was a handoff that wasn't as clean as coaches would like it. And by the time Edwards was able to get that ball tucked in, there were defenders for the Sydney Warriors all over him, and he was stopped pretty much in his tracks. We'll give him a gain of about a yard on that play. Still short of the first down.
One of those defenders you mentioned was Nate McDonald. He came in there and he hit Edwards just as he was receiving the handoff. Edwards is lucky he didn't cough up the ball.
Staff Thompson sees Sydney Warriors creeping toward him. He goes with the handoff to the man coming through. That is going to be Patrick Taylor. Taylor will get the first down, and then he is going to be stopped at about the 47-yard line. Short gain, but that's all the Purple Tornado needed right there. Football on a Saturday afternoon. Sort of overcast, a little bit chilly, but ideal football weather. So if you're in the Sydney area, come on over. You're always welcome to see the game. Thompson, longer than usual count this time, is going to go in there to number 1. That's Edwards. Edwards picks up 3, maybe 4, as he will get across the 50-yard line. And they're going to put the ball about the length of the football in Sydney Warrior territory. Gain of a couple. Second, and we'll call it 7.
Now, Sydney, on their first 2 possessions, did a nice job of moving the ball up the field. Unfortunately, they couldn't score. Their only score came from the defense. But Norwich now has got a nice little drive going right here.
Ryan Hayes out of the huddle first. He's a sophomore center for the Purple Tornado. Thompson now barks out the signals. Handoff goes in there to number 31, Patrick Taylor. Taylor uses all 155 pounds in his shoulder and pushes his way down close to the 45-yard line. Third, and we'll call it a long 2. 6-0 contest. Sydney leads it over the Norwich Purple Tornado. Here on a game that was originally scheduled to be under the lights last night. And I think afternoon football is welcome back here at Sydney. Oh, the handoff this time is going to be to big Grant Brightman, and the workhorse finds enough room on the right side to get the first down. The officials will finally spot the ball down at about the 40-and-a-half yard line, and the chains are going to be moved on the far side of the field.
Trying to keep track of the first downs here. I think that's the second first down I have them picking up on the ground.
So the Norwich Purple Tornado made the trip over. I saw the bus leaving quite early this morning. And they managed to get over here and go through a good long warm-up. Seth Thompson now is going to go to the second man through. We'll have to see who that is. It's going to be probably number one, Edwards. Yep, Edwards is the man who gets up and shakes things off and readjusts his shoulder pads. Gain on that play down to about the 35-yard line. The ball laying right on the chalk mark. Second, and still we'll call it five. Probably four and a half in reality, but who measures inches except the officials? 5:25 on the clock, period number two. Long signal, and that time we have people moving all over the place. Big Levi Lorimer, one of the men, and he is apparently going to be called as the guilty party, as they're going to call that illegal procedure against the Norwich Purple Tornado. But in all fairness to Lorimer, there were people on both sides that ended up moving that time.
Oh, yeah, there's both sides of the offensive line for Norwich. Guys were jumping. A defender jumped probably because he saw the movement across the line.
Senior Seth Thompson goes over to consult with the Norwich coaches. Now comes back onto the field and barks out new signals to the Norwich Purple Tornado. Still with Edwards, Brightman, and Taylor in the backfield. And the play will again be kept on the ground, but look out. The ball is going to be loose. Thompson lost it that time, but falling on it was one of his teammates. And that time it was going to be big number 72. That was Cody Barnes, a sophomore, 6'3", 220 pounds. He saw that loose ball and dove on it immediately.
And a good thing for Norwich, because they still have the ball in Sydney territory. If he didn't dive on that ball and one of the Sydney players did, that would have changed the complexion of this game right now.
Third and 12 for the Purple Tornado. The huddle right at the 50-yard line. Thompson telling the message that he wants to convey. Now he comes up behind Ryan Hayes, barks out audible signals, looks, and he's going to go to Patrick Taylor, and Taylor will get no running room whatsoever, and he is going to be dropped back for a very slight loss across the 45-yard line. Actually, they'll put the ball right at the 45, brings up a fourth down, and we'll call it 14.
Yeah, he got stuffed by Brendan Walters, and again, Jared Covey in on the tackle.
So the Norwich kicking team is in. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Sydney leading 6-0. The ball is going to be kicked away, and they'll just let it roll. And it rolls all the way down inside the 10-yard line. Finally, it is going to be touched down by the Norwich Purple Tornadoes' Danny Carson. And it will be the Sydney Warriors who will take possession, leading in this ball game by one touchdown. Oh, there are interesting days, and there are interesting days. And after the contest that we saw last night, where the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats ended up beating up on the Harpersville Hornets, the final score there, 41-20. This is a rather low-scoring game compared to that one. So it is going to be a carry for number 12 for the Sydney Warriors. Let's see. That is going to be Johnny Wingate, and Wingate will be stuffed in there after gaining about a yard, and that's it.
And he comes limping off the field. Must be turned his ankle or something.
So Brandon Walters and Patrick Vibbard going in from the Sydney bench after consulting with the coaching staff. Split to the near side this time will be Mike Ward. Austin McCarroll way out to the far side. Snap goes back to Vibbert. He wants to pass. He's given lots of time. He has an open man and overshoots Nate McDonald. McDonald trying to get up a good head of steam, just couldn't catch up to that ball as Vibbert showed the strength of his arm.
Okay, and we have a flag against Norwich, probably on the pass play. Roughing a passer, I think, is what happened. After he got rid of the ball, he got nudged a little bit. That's all it takes.
So the Whitecap is talking things over with the co-captains for the Sydney Warriors. They will opt to take the penalty. Now the yardage is being marched off against the Purple Tornado. The ball will be put down just inches shy of the 25. It will be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors from that spot on the field. 2 minutes, 28 seconds showing. Talking about Johnny Wingate, he has his helmet off and is walking up and down the sidelines. He's okay. He hasn't heard anything. The ball will be caught complete by number 7. That is going to be Mike Ward. That was one of those, we see it on YouTube plays, where Mike Ward bobbled the ball, juggled it, finally gained possession about the third time, and gets across midfield. The ball will be spotted down at the 48-yard line in Norwich territory.
That was amazing. He went to catch the ball. He was defended very well. The ball kind of came down on the defender's helmet. He reached up and grabbed it and finally held onto it.
There were two men covering him. Now it's going to be Vibbert scampering, and now he throws it intended for Nate McDonald. Great presence by Patrick Vibbert, who hung in there despite defenders coming in from the Norwich Purple Tornado. He got the pass off to McDonald. Did not hit him.
I like what I'm seeing here out of Patrick Vibbert. You know, he's maintaining his smooth. He's keeping his cool. He's not getting nervous feet back there in the pocket, and he's looking downfield trying
seeing
to find open
receiver. Lot of sweet things. Ward coming off. He is going to be followed by Mike Sutton for the Norwich Purple Tornado. They just draw everybody away and let the play go to Brandon Walters. Walters getting down very close to first down. Vibbert fired that pass out on the flat. Walters takes it, gets down across the 45 to about the 42. Gain on that play. We'll call it a long six.
Nice little screen pass in the flats there. They let the defense attack the quarterback, and he floated it out to Walters.
Center Trey Crawford. Now up over the ball, goes back to Vibbert. Vibbert wants to pass it to Austin McCarroll. Incomplete forward pass. That was a quick one, and I see one of those funny little yellow things laying on the field down there. Now the Whitecap comes over, talks it over with the official who made the call. And it's going to be called against the Norwich Purple Tornado. And with that, we have the march off. Let's see where they're going to end up putting the ball. It will be a significant gain. So we have 1:21 showing on the clock. Period number 2. Sydney still leading in this ball game by a 6-0 score. The ball will be put down at the 27. It will be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors from that position.
Yeah, I was going to say the defender actually did a nice job of covering the receiver. Came in on the ball, but he came in just a bit early.
Damian Zimmer split way off on the right side on the far sideline. The ball will be kept on the near side. Nate McDonald gets it. He stiff arms one man, finally gets across the 25, very close to the 20, and it will be a good gain for Nate McDonald. He had to work hard for it, but he picks up a long 7. 1:18 showing as we are inside the 2-minute warning on the second quarter of this ball game.
That was a nice run by McDonald.
Damian Zimmer, far side, off to the near side, Mike Ward. And in motion, it's going to be Johnny Wingate. The play will be going to the aforementioned Wingate. He turns and goes right up through the center of the line. He will pick up good running room, getting down to about the 15. We'll see where they spot the ball down. 53.4 seconds on the clock. And was there a flag on the play there, Coach Dave?
I did not see it.
Oh, yeah, there it is, way back by the 35-yard line. I didn't see it either, but it's going to be called against the Sydney Warriors. The ball moved back to the 25. It'll bring up a second, and we'll call it long seven.
That's too bad. That negates a nice play, nice run.
Same configuration we saw before. Zimmer off on the right side, Ward on the left side. The man moving with the football is going to be Austin McCarroll. McCarroll can't turn the corner as he tries to cut upfield. We have one of the officials laid out way across the field as he couldn't get out of the way in time, and as a result is brought down hard right in front of the Norwich bench. No significant gain on that play. And everybody, the coaching staff from both sides, are converging right now on the downed official. And he's down at about the 25-yard line over on the the Norwich side of the field.
Yeah, one of the officials fired a flag in there with gusto. I wonder if that was him. They did a nice job, the defense did, of stringing that play out to the sideline. They didn't allow him to turn north and south, and he ran right into the sidelines and the official.
So the flag over at about the 22-yard line. Now the white hat is talking it over, and they will assess it against the Sydney Warriors. It's going to be a holding violation. So they'll finally talk things over with the Norwich team and now pick up the football, move it up to, 35, about the 30, just inches low of the 35-yard line. It will bring up a second and about 19. 30 seconds remaining here until halftime. And we are going to be having timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. One of the things that I wanted to mention, I was very, very impressed with two things that happened last week. I mentioned before the safety factor. The other thing that I noticed, and it's interesting, the things you don't necessarily make note of at the time, but you get to think of them a little bit later on. And I was very, very impressed with the, if I want to call it, ethnic diversity of the Johnson City team. They have people, when you look at that team, they have people from the Asian subcontinent. They have very Hispanic people on that team. Of course, we always know of the Triple Cities as being Eastern European and a lot of the of that. But I could not get over the great diversity on that team, whether it was number one, Miguel Mendoza, or whether they went down to the chap that we had a lot of fun saying his name throughout the day, Mitchell Kim Mong-hoon, who is from the Asian subcontinent. But I wanted to give a mention of that. And I guess it takes me back. Are you a big reader?
Depends if I have the time.
If you ever happen to have read James Michener's Hawaii, at the very end of Hawaii, they have a football game going on in Hawaii against the native Hawaiian people and the Anglos. And sports were always important to Michener. And you see this game going on, and we're getting near the end of the book, and you don't want it to end. It was that good. And that's all I could think of when I saw the diversity. All right, we're backing at it and ready to go. And look out! The intended receiver is going to be Damian Zimmer. Patrick Vibbard hits him. Zimmer hangs on to the football. First down.
Sydney, out of bounds.
Sydney Warriors. And not only that, but stepping out of bounds, you stop the clock. So the ball will be marked down. Now what are they doing? Maybe not first down. They were very close to first down territory, but I think they're going to say he's
about the length of the football shy.
Well, it's third down, so they're going to get a couple of cracks at it here.
Well, now they're going to measure the football. Let's see.
It's down around, where would you call it, about the 18-yard line?
Oh, it is so close. It is so close. And you know why they're doing? What they're going to do is they're going to move. No, they're just going to move the ball in. I thought they were going to use the chains to bring the football in because that play was right at the sideline. And as a result, Sydney will get one, maybe two chances to play. Look out. It's going to be McCarroll in motion. The ball will be put in the air by Vibbard, and it's going to be grabbed by Mike Ward. Completion. Mike Ward made a second one of those wonderful see-it-on-YouTube plays. He batted that ball up into the air, and when it came down, he gathered it in, held on, despite a Norwich defender right there. He is going to be down at about the 3 or 4 yard line. 17.3 seconds. Coach Dave, you train him to do that, right?
Oh, man, that's just pure effort on his part. Ward, like you said, that's a second catch he's made that belongs in Ringling Brothers Circus.
Either that or Ripley's Believe It or Not. I still am looking for, I guess the ball will be spotted down at about the 4 yard line. They had already moved it back out toward the midsection of the field. The Norwich coaches are coming out to talk to the Purple Tornado in the trenches, we'll say, and they're just barking it out. The Sydney Warriors have come over to the near sideline to talk to the coaches. One of the things that I don't like seeing, John Wingate now walking a little more tenderly. He takes his helmet off and tries to walk things off. Patrick Vibbard walking along with him, talking to him. Now it is going to be neither one of those two players in, and it looks like we're going to have the Sydney Warriors either with a new quarterback or trying a kick, and it doesn't look like they're going to do the kick, so it looks like Nate McDonald. McDonald grabs the football, runs with it, does not make it, and he's going to be brought down in there by Cody Bradbury. They're going to go right up to another quick play. Again, it'll go to McDonald. This time the ball is going to be coughed up, and they're going to say that it is going to be down by the Norwich Purple Tornado, but the half comes to an end, and what an exciting end of the first half we have.
Oh, my goodness. Right down there, they couldn't come up with points. Interesting that they made the personnel changes that they did. But they did. They called two plays right away, both of them going to McDonald. Couldn't get in the end zone.
So we have ourselves the completed first half of this ball game. We will be back with a very quick recap because it's only going to take a few seconds. It's a 6-0 ball game. And then we want to talk a little bit about what is happening. You are listening to Tri-Town Area Sports on your station for sports, WCDO New York.